Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Daily Detachment. If you're anything like me, your inbox probably looks like a battlefield right now. We're constantly bombarded with messages, notifications, emails. It's enough to make anyone feel overwhelmed. But what if I told you there's a way to navigate this communication chaos with grace and clarity? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Mindful communication. It's not just about being polite. It's about truly connecting, understanding, and responding in a way that fosters genuine relationships. Now, I know what you might be thinking, mindful communication? Sounds like something hippies do at yoga retreats. Trust me, this is for everyone, from the stressed-out student juggling deadlines to the busy professional navigating office politics. It's about bringing intention and awareness into every interaction, big or small. And believe me, it can make a world of difference in your daily life. So, how do we cultivate this superpower? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you become a mindful communication ninja. 1. Active listening. It's not just hearing the words. Imagine you're having a conversation with someone who is truly listening to you, not just waiting for their turn to speak. They're absorbing your words, considering your emotions, and responding thoughtfully. That's active listening in action. It means paying attention to both verbal and nonverbal cues, asking clarifying questions, and summarizing what you've heard to ensure understanding. Think of it like building a bridge of connection. Each word, each gesture, strengthens that bond. 2. The power of pause. Ever feel like you blurt out the first thing that comes to mind? We've all been there, but before you hit send on that email or launch into a response, take a moment. A few seconds can make all the difference. Use that pause to breathe, process your thoughts, and choose your words carefully. You'll be amazed at how much calmer and more collected your responses become. 3. Embrace empathy. Walk in their shoes. This one is crucial. Remember that everyone has their own unique experiences, perspectives, and emotions. Try to see things from the other person's point of view, even if you don't agree with them. Understanding their motivations and feelings can create a more compassionate and productive conversation. Think of it like stepping into their shoes for a moment. You might gain valuable insights. 4. Be clear and direct. Mindful communication isn't about beating around the bush. It's about expressing yourself clearly and honestly, while still being respectful. Use I statements to express your feelings and needs. For example, instead of saying, "You never listen," try, "I feel unheard when." This takes ownership of your emotions and makes it easier for the other person to understand your perspective. 5. The art of saying no. You're not obligated. Saying no can be tough, but it's an essential part of mindful communication. Remember that it's okay to set boundaries and prioritize your own well-being. Practice saying no politely and firmly, without feeling guilty or obligated to over-explain. Think of it like protecting your energy. You deserve to say yes to things that truly matter. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're having a conversation with a friend who is venting about a stressful situation at work. You could easily jump in with your own advice or stories, but instead, you practice active listening. You ask thoughtful questions, acknowledge their feelings, and offer support without judgment. This simple act of mindful communication can make a world of difference for your friend. They'll feel heard, understood, and supported. And that's the magic of mindful communication. It's about creating genuine connections, fostering understanding, and navigating life's challenges with grace and intention. So remember these key takeaways. Practice active listening, embrace the power of pause, walk in someone else's shoes, be clear and direct, and don't be afraid to say no. If you found this episode helpful, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on social media. Tag me at Daily Detachment Podcast. Let's keep the conversation going. And remember, stay detached, stay grounded, and keep connecting with intention. See you tomorrow for another dose of Daily Detachment.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.